escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
Shope
and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Whose team are you on in that clip? If I'm the head coach.
Yeah, no, I was just sitting here thinking, that clip makes me sound like I'm the juice box boy. Like, I'm pretty
You're putting yourself into that?
That's what I feel like I'm the guy that has to go get the juice boxes.
Who was
just
the other guy?
Just because of the order.
Me?
Where the names are said.
Oh.
And the Bulldog. You're the guy that's supposed to go get me back me up and go get me juice boxes. And they're like, okay, I guess I'm juice box guy.
I had nothing to do with it.
I'd never really thought about it before right now. And it's the first time you've ever commented on that open. And I just was thinking about that open for the first time ever.
I think I've maybe mentioned before that I think it's fun. Juice boxes are funny there, right? It's Will Ferrell. A juice box. Like, it's not a Gatorade. It's not a beer.
Right.
It's a juice box. That's funny. You know, think about like whether juice boxes should be more mainstream. Like, why don't you ever see adults drinking out of a juice box? You never see it. Are there places you can go where you do see it?
Kids' birthday parties when we're thirsty and out of alcohol?
What happened to those little hugs? Remember those? Plastic, see-through containers, sort of like a football shape almost with the metal top that you peeled off.
There it is.
What happened to those?
Metal 100% top. Metal top.
Over the juice box.
Metal top.
100% over the juice box. You got to be happy.
I never liked how those. I always thought those tasted like chalk.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've never tasted chalk, but I miss them. Grape.
I had a chalk ingesting problem. When
quote
I was a kid.
Grape.
It's a sensitive area.
Probably not grape. Grape.
I'm going to go talk to
purple.
HR about your lack of sensitivity towards eating chalk.
Purple, not grape.
Do we have HR? We do.
What?
It's not in the building. Anyway,
you got your defenseman. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, that was the guy I thought made the most sense. I was honestly hoping, I don't know if it sounded that way on Friday, but I was pushing back on you saying, like, they don't need more defense. And that was the guy I had in mind, really. It just sort of fit where the rankings were. It's that this guy should, if he's there when they want to pick, it won't be perceived as them reaching or anything. It sort of fits. If he is there, somebody doesn't take him before that. He was around their second defenseman in the draft, according to Scott Wheeler, I think. And so, yeah. That worked. And I'm sort of in the same place I was Thursday afternoon following the Paterka trade, which was, I like what's happening. I like the moves that are being made, but I don't like how any of it sounds. because it's already, to my ears, starting to sound like we're being prepped for there not to be an impactful offensive player brought in here. After the draft on Saturday, Adams is talking about out-competing more skilled teams, and there was a quote about, like, scoring wasn't really our problem. Quinn is mentioned. Benson is like the tsunami is gathering strength off the coast, and we'll see. It may not become a full-fledged tidal wave. Maybe it'll get swept back out to sea by some move that gets made in the next 48 hours or so. But
yeah, but how much energy do you have to sort of make that point?
I'm nervous.
When does it ever happen?
I'm nervous. I like Timmons. Timmons for Clifton is a win. Not a huge win, but it's, to me, an upgrade. Clifton needed to go, and I'm glad that they did. It wasn't like a huge problem. They could have just had him here as a depth guy, maybe, but does this team keep $3 million in the press box? So changing him out for Timmons, again, not earth-shattering, but I think you got better there.
I might like it if they put $3 million into the press box.
Yeah.
Just to sort of make it nice.
So I like that. The picks all sort of, we'll see. I mean, whatever. I like the first pick and the third pick on paper, the meanest guy in the draft. Like, they're leaning into that. We'll see if the league changes again by the time these guys are ready to play in the NHL, but whatever. So I like each move. I can sort of, okay. But the thing that...
Well, good for you for trying.
The thing that needs to happen, that I still think needs to happen, hasn't happened. And I can only hope that Adams is playing some kind of 3D chess by sounding like he doesn't need to do it, sounding like they're fine keeping Byram if it comes to that. And really, that's just an effort to sort of drive the cost up and hopefully make a deal here, either before tomorrow or, after.
3D chess.
I
the Sabres?
I know.
All you said was you were hoping.
I'm hoping.
It's nice of you to say it.
I'm hoping, yeah. So I don't know what to really make of it right now.
I think your read is probably right, that we don't know if we – when is it ever different? We don't know if we can do the obvious thing, and it's going to be expensive, and it's hard, and, just so you know, we still have Jack Quinn. I would never say they don't need defensemen. They need everything. But I don't like allocating a top 10 pick to a defenseman when they have Dahlin in power. And for that matter, Samuelson, given his contract. I mean, he's not on the same level as those players. For me, it was Megan Chayka who blurted it out almost as soon as the Sabres announced the pick. Do they need AD, though? Like, is that really what is missing and it's years off? That's why I didn't like this idea. But I'm not going to pretend like I'm not standing on anything when I say it. Like there were two guys I sort of bought into that were not defensemen that had been picked. One is Hagans. The other guy was the guy that was mentioned, Brady Martin.
Yeah, right.
He went five.
He went five, yeah. I think I said to Brayton Wilson, who did a lot of draft work for the station and the website, WGR550.com, when he visited with us on Friday, he said it sort of feels to me like Martin and Hagans have switched spots. Like, a lot of the rankings that you would have looked at after seasons were done, I would say, sort of Hagans was maybe third or fourth, and Martin was 10 or 12, somewhere in that range. And as the thing was creeping closer, it very much felt like those two guys had switched spots preference-wise with teams, and at least the teams that were making the picks on Friday felt that way, because Martin went, fifth overall, I think? Yeah. And Hagans lasted a little bit longer.
Seven.
That would have gotten interesting, like, if he'd have been there, because that would have been a hard choice, I think. Even for me, to turn your back on a guy that was that highly rated at nine – I like this defenseman just fine, but that, to me, would have been a tough decision to make.
Yeah, and for me, it would have been easy. But yes, you're saying, like, you might have been open to it. You would have been open to it.
Yeah, I would not be in here screaming about they passed on Murda if they'd picked Hagans. I can tell you that. I don't know. I think I could have gotten behind it pretty easily. But
well,
I didn't get that chance.
I'm not going to apologize for this. I just have no hope. I just do not see this. The Sabres had the weekend and prior to kind of reassert themselves and sort of, to some extent, get you back. Like, that is always there for them. But how to do that would not have been trading Paterka. It would have been more how you were about him, which is like, no, buddy, you work here.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. I don't have a problem with who they got, but I don't know if it's going to be high impact. Like, Paterka is somebody who has been pretty high impact, and he could get higher. So, didn't love that at all. And then the draft, you know, Byram is still on the team. Why? Because they couldn't trade him? Haven't been able to yet? Haven't we had that, like, every year with somebody that, you know, maybe they'll move this guy. I'm going back to Ristolainen, you know. Like, maybe they'll move this guy. Makes sense. People are wondering about it. So, the Sabres are talking to certain media people about it. Byram has been easily that. Like, he's been somebody, he's been in everybody's articles
mm-hmm.
whole time. Not traded. What's going to happen? Are they going to really? They're not going to give him a big contract, right?
I don't think they will. I don't think they have to. I don't know that Byram wants it. But the situation may dictate that he just sort of swallows hard and lives with a qualifying offer or a 2-year deal at some handsome bump. But, and, you know, the Sabres, again, Adams is saying, he's saying everything, right? So whether it's a bridge deal or an 8-year deal, he has said about Byram. So there
was an Adams quote about him that I thought was good for my purposes, which was, and this is from Paul Hamilton's article, in speaking with Byram's agent, Darren Ferris, Adams said, quote, "I've just been very honest with him." Like, that doesn't sound, you know, he gave away. Adams likes to talk, and maybe sometimes it's not in his best interest. But, you know, to anybody inclined to try to read between the lines, he gave it away with Paterka. 5 minutes into the last press conference, Paterka was gone. Like, he just didn't say the things you would say. He went into other players. Like, he didn't even give you this. He did on Tuck, who was almost the same conversation, but, you know, he wants to be here, et cetera. Didn't on Paterka. He told you he was going. And so you didn't need Darren Dreger, right? Like, he was going. So he'll sometimes give it away. And for me, that sounds like we're not giving Bowen Byram that contract. I've been honest with the agent. You know, like, that's even just almost a quote. Even the just, in my word-obsessed mind, even the word just there, I've just been very honest with him. You know, I'm telling you, we're not doing it.
My guess would be that everything he is saying about Byram is just some effort to give teams that are interested in him, that have been calling him maybe for months about this player, I doubt it's working, but some impression that, look, I don't have to trade this player. Have to do it. I will keep him.
But this line is admitting to those teams, if they're reading these mm-hmm. things closely too, it's not going to happen. So I don't mean a trade. I just mean, like, the big deal.
Right, right.
So if I'm another team, I'm not afraid of that.
Right.
You know? Agree? You want to put it, like, read the context? I don't know. I've just been very honest with him. It's something you would say when, like, they've been very honest with me to make the big deal.
I think you can perceive being very honest as you might be stuck here.
Well, right, right.
But, I don't know. All
I'm doing is ruling out
right,
the big contract.
Right, and I'm not sure that I would want to do that based on that.
Okay.
But still, I don't think it's coming either. I don't think the player and the agent want it. At all. So that's my guess. I mean, there's probably a price tag where it gets ridiculous and you can't say no. And I just don't think it warrants getting there anyways.
Well, what's he worth? Like, if you wanted to trade him, the Sabres got pushed into the Paterka thing, right? They just felt like they had to do it. And I don't know. They might have done all right in that trade. It's not Paterka, but it's two guys, and it was a few days before, like Thursday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. So, you know, they liked it. We talked on Friday or Thursday and Friday. Like, I choose not to hate it. So, okay. But this player, if you rank the possible outcomes by what's in the Sabres' best interest, if you don't want to sign him to a long-term contract, and part of that might be because you know the player doesn't want to either, what is the order? One is trade
mm-hmm.
by a lot. Two is some sort of bridge deal. Two, is there anything else? I mean, there's one, two?
Yeah, I don't think there's really any other. I don't think a long-term deal makes sense for either side, so I would rule that out.
Doing that.
All right.
Trade one, keep him short-term two.
Right.
And so why isn't he traded? I mean, this is the safe, this is the number one complaint about them, isn't it? Or is it just like money spent? Let's rank that. Let's make that list.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that. But just like the inaction, here's a player that you, there's almost no other outcome that works but to move him. And you've got enough Emily Kaplans out there talking about his being traded. It doesn't happen. Why doesn't
it
happen?
Well, maybe this is where the order of things being done the way they were hurts. And also the return. I mentioned this, I think, on Friday. When it started to become apparent, at least from the comments and from the reports from the, you know, the big guys, your TSNs and your Sportsnets, saying, you know, they're not finding the return they want on a Byram deal. And these things don't have to be connected, but being perceived as selling low on Paterka could result in teams trying to buy low from you on Byram, force you to sell low on Byram. And if you don't want to do that, singularly, you don't want to do that, then you have a problem. It compounds if Byram was the guy you really wanted to trade all along. Paterka was that. Maybe you should have took your time on Paterka. Again, you know, maybe you're not going to get the return that you liked, in particular from Utah. Maybe they move on to something else. I don't know. But dealing Paterka first and leaving you with Byram, perceived as dealing from a weak deck, maybe doesn't get you a good deal on Byram, and maybe the reverse order would have done better.
Maybe.
And so now I think the reason he's not dealt is there. He knows he's got to kill this trade. I think he can maybe recognize they like the guys, I'm sure, that they got from Utah just fine, right? But if the objective analysis is saying you got fleeced, I think you have to try harder to make sure that doesn't happen with the next move you make. So there's no selling low on Byram now because you already sold low on Paterka.
But what are the actual consequences if you do that? Are there really any? I mean, how many years go by? How many moves don't work out?
Well, that's right.
What are the actual consequences?
We're all going to say this is terrible and whatever. They'll keep going.
Nothing will change.
They'll play their games.
Right. I just don't think he's that good. And that's the whole reason why I think he was always scary to me as somebody the Sabres might invest in long term. They had made the, you know, for whatever it's worth, commitment to him in the trade. Like you're talking about GMs and appearances. Now, Mittelstadt's on another new team since then. He's not been a star or anything. He's not one of these multitude of Sabres who leave and then win.
Right.
But, like, still, you gave away a first-round pick for this player. You want it to work out, and so you don't want to trade him. It's what you're saying, just in a different, from a different angle. Mm-hmm. You don't want to trade him for somebody, for a non-first-round pick or just, like, somebody who's going to play in Rochester, something like that. But if that's the best you can do, what are you going to do? What do the Sabres usually do? Pass. Sit there. And then, I don't know, maybe he's on the team and maybe that's not a disaster, but what the guy showed here is that if you put him with Darlene, he's fine, which who cares? And if you don't, he's a mess. So, like, don't other teams know that too? And the Sabres want some sort of a deal here. The team that trades for him has to sign him big. Right? Like, that's what the Sabres would be thinking is somebody comes along for Byram and it's like 7 years, $50 million.
That's who I want to be on the phone with. I do not want to trade him to a team that just wants to kick his tires and give him a qualifying offer. I want to trade him to somewhere where they're going to give me assets fitting for a guy that they're going to turn into a cornerstone.
But that team has to exist.
Right. That team has to show itself and be willing to do all of those things. Give up the assets and then pay the player. Because you don't get that return without them committing to the contract.
Right. So guess what? That team does not exist because teams are smart now and he's not worth it. So now what? I don't know. Like, were they surprised that they couldn't? I wish I knew, like, what the offers were. We almost never get to know that, unless it's involving Marco Rossi. then they tell you like an hour later.
Right.
this is what Minnesota. He wasn't traded, was he?
No, not that I've seen. No.
Can we still do that? Maybe.
I don't really want to.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with Byron because what is he worth? Is there a team? Maybe there isn't.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What else about the draft was the usual thing that we talk about but didn't happen? Oh, well, I mean, these picks are for sale, right? Like, everybody kind of wants out after, what, top five or something like that, but nobody can do it because same thing. They're not getting offers that are interesting to them, which, you know, that's fine. I don't mind at all that the Sabres drafted a player. That wasn't my thing this year, like that they had to trade the pick or something
I only liked it as an idea to sweeten the Byram trade. Like, if that can help get something across the finish line, yeah. I'm not going to be crying over here that I didn't get to pick at nine.
Same.
But that didn't happen. And so, yeah, I didn't need them to just move down just because. I thought, you know, that would be hard to do, and it probably was.
Well, the best part about making the pick is that, like so many other teams, we got to watch them interview the player. Whose idea? Who thought that would be good? Just in different ways, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's a terrible watch. It's super awkward and boring. Of course, like, we like that you are a good two-way player. And the I am so happy to be a part of this. And they're on camera, and everybody's just so stiff. Totally hockey. Like, that's how it always would be.
I thought the Bruins won the draft simply
by not talking.
By not talking.
Yes.
But to me, it's at least possible that they just pretended their crap didn't work.
That's what I said on Twitter when that happened.
Same. Yeah.
Sabres have to fake a technical difficulty here.
If I'm the Bruins, I was watching the first whatever it was, six picks, and going, yeah, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that.
But the Sabres weren't any worse either than anybody else.
No, but the whole thing was the whole I, in a way, loved it because it became hilarious, which is not in any way a good thing. But I had fun watching it. Owen and I had we were laughing almost, you know, pretty regularly. We had a very good time watching it, which is not what, you know, I would have had a good time if it were well done and buttoned up and, you know, sleek and interesting. That would have worked too. Instead, we got a comedy of errors. There's no way that the GMs, when they, we want to work from, our draft room. We don't want to, you know, decentralize. When did they find out they had to do that?
I know.
Because there's no way they would have signed up for doing this if they knew they were going to have to do that.
That's what Joe said. Sneaky Joe was like, did Bettman deliberately tank this draft strategy by, you know, there's your 3D chess where Bettman's like, let's make it really almost unwatchable.
Right.
So that next year everybody's together again.
Right.
There's your 3D chess. Is he somebody you would give credit like that to? I don't know. Well, there is a development camp now, and Paul was out there today. We'll talk to Paul later in the show. Luke Fox today, get an analysis of not just what happened over the weekend, most of what's going to matter in the short term in the NHL is going to happen in the next 48 hours. It's not even like as usual. Like, the draft is mostly guys who are years away, if ever away. But, of course, free agency tomorrow. So we'll get in on that. Big doings between the Steelers and Dolphins today. Bulldog will not deprive me of, I'm saying it now, Jonnu Smith analysis here. That's just going to, I'm going to force it in.
It's warranted. I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
That's an AF. Yeah. I mean, the
ADP.
The Steelers think they're going to be good, I think. And that's interesting.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about that. Yes. Okay. 803-0550 for your calls. Luke Fox, Paul Hamilton, get into this football trade too. Thoughts on the Sabres weekend are welcome, appreciated. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.